Check a news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg today up to 30 degrees, Pretoria 32, and Tzaneen a high of 26.
In Bruma, Albertine Sisulu Road, traffic lights not working at the Elium Road.
We start in Soweto. There's a strong police presence in and outside the Pretoria Magistrates Court ahead of today's first appearance of the suspect charged with the murder and rape of a six-year-old girl. The community of Orlando have been gathering outside the court demanding that the suspect be denied bail. Gauteng Police Commissioner Tommy Mthombeni is also there, and he told the media they are calling on the community to remain calm.
The community has their right to be angry. We are here as the South African Police Service in ensuring that we create order within the premises of the court and outside the court.
Jacaranda FM News is also at the court, and we keep you up to date on X. Follow us at Jacka News. In the Western Cape, police have reinforced deployments in the Bishop Lavis area after seven people were shot and killed last night. Police say the armed suspect entered an informal dwelling and opened fire. One person was wounded. On Wednesday night, five people were killed when gunmen opened fire on people in three cars in Atlantis while they were returning home from the beach. To the capital, Tshwane Metro Police are urging motorists to be mindful of possible traffic disruptions in the streets of the Pretoria CBD this morning.
Residents of Zone 2, Harangu, will be marching for better service delivery.
Tshwane Metro Police spokesperson Riboni Mulapo says the march will start in an open piece of land on the corners of Khosi Mampuru and Madiba streets. From there, they will walk to Tshwane House. More about the streets to be affected, it's at jackrandafm.com. To international news, Mother Nature continues to flex her muscles. Last night in the Philippines, where rescue workers are battling flood waters to reach residents still trapped on the roofs of their homes as Tropical Storm Trami moved out to sea after killing at least 40 people. Tens of thousands remain displaced after fleeing floods driven by a torrential downpour that dumped 2 months' worth of rainfall in just 2 days. And the British government will ban the sale of disposable vapes in England from June next year, targeting environmental harm and youth vaping. 5 million disposable vapes are discarded weekly, posing environmental and fire risks. Nearly one in five children between the ages of 7 and 17 in the UK have tried vaping, despite sales to minors being illegal. The Labour government plans broader anti-nicotine legislation, calling it the largest public health initiative in a generation. Supporters say vapes help smokers quit, but authorities are concerned about their appeal to children. I'm Gerda de Souza, en jou hoofnuus die uur: sterk polisie teenwoordigheid by die hof in Soweto, waar 'n verdagte sy eerste verskyning maak vir die moord op 'n 6-jarige meisie.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
First few times that we hung out, but we found that something. First time that I met you, I didn't have a damn clue that I love everything about you. Now I can't think of life without you.